What's up, guys? Adam here, and I am super excited to be here today. I'm super excited to hit record. It's been a couple weeks since I last sat down in this squeaky office chair hot seat and hit record, so it feels good to be back. And the talk that I want to give today is one that's been percolating in my mind for a while. It's been kind of on the back burner of the stove, simmering on low heat. And I feel like it's finally ready. And it's a talk that I feel is very important because it's something that I really got stuck in for a little bit. And I feel like you can really, really turn yourself around and spin out and start swimming upstream in this world of personal development. So what I want to talk about today is the downsides to personal development and how you can really get trapped in that world of trying to develop yourself as a person. And I want to give you I want to offer you up a different alternative option to approaching some of the issues that come up in your life, whether it be in your personal life, in your relationships, in your business. Whatever it is, whatever issue is coming up for you, whether it be repeating unpleasant patterns of behavior or repeating unpleasant patterns of emotions that are coming up for you. Either way, I want to give you another alternative way to address these issues and address them for good, to permanently dissolve these issues from your life so that you can step out into the world ultimately a completely different person. Now, most people get into something like personal development, whether it be through, you know, reading books, self-help books, or taking courses, or working with coaches, or going to events, to seminars, listening to speakers. Most people get into that world to fix or resolve some type of issue that is coming up in their life. And that is exactly what led me to that world of personal development. A number of years ago, I was feeling quite unhappy and unfulfilled in my life. And I turned to personal development to to make more money. Because I thought that my potential, my ceiling on myself as an individual was the ceiling that I had on my business, and that I was the bottleneck in the business to growing more. And for the business to grow more, I had to grow more as a person. Excuse me. So I turned to personal development to expand and grow my ceiling so that the business would also grow, so that the business would make more money, so that I would make more money, because I thought that money was the vehicle to get me to the place of feeling happy and feeling fulfilled. So I thought that money would get me to that place of feeling happy and fulfilled. And I thought that personal development was the fuel that I put in the gas tank of the vehicle to get me there. And so I did a whole bunch of stuff, you know, read a lot of books, did a lot of stuff. And I spent a lot of time and a lot of money acquiring different information. And I ended up going to a personal development seminar a number of years ago. And again, at that point in my life, I was feeling quite unhappy and quite unfulfilled. So I showed up to this 4-day personal development seminar held by a very successful personal development coach, speaker. And he was very successful and worked with a lot of professional athletes and a lot of like high-end business owners. That was kind of his little area of expertise. And so most of the people in the room were also business owners. And so we sat there for 4 days and we went through all of these different concepts and charts and graphs. And we were writing down a lot of our goals for the future, and we were sharing them with our group. And a lot of it was looking back at past experiences throughout our lives and kind of connecting the dots to figure out why we were the way we were, why we were having the issues that we were having that were leading us to personal development in the first place. And at the end of 4 days, I was feeling great. I was feeling really, 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 really good. They had given us this 40-50 page spiral bound notebook at the beginning of the seminar, and I had completely filled it with notes and drawings and sketches and graphs and all of these things, and I was feeling amazing. So I grabbed my notebook and I hopped back on the plane, flew back to California, and for the next 6-7 days, week, I woke up every morning and I was feeling great. I was super excited. I was inspired. I was energized. I jumped out of bed, beelined it to the office and worked at the office all day, and it felt amazing. And for everybody that asked me about the seminar, I just, you know, sang its praises. You gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go. And then around the 8th day, 9th day after the seminar, I woke up in the morning and there was a little sliver of unhappiness and unfulfillment. It was a little sliver of those feelings kind of in the corner of my mind, but it was small enough where I could just ignore it. And so that's what I did. But every morning after that, I would wake up and that little sliver grew bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until eventually I woke up a couple weeks after the seminar and I felt as though I was right back to feeling the same unhappy, unfulfilled that I was feeling before I went to the seminar. And it was extremely defeating. It was extremely defeating because I thought that I had figured that out. I thought that I had beat those demons out of my life, that I had passed through that gate, that I had outgrown that stage of my life, and that it was gone. And on top of, you know, feeling very defeated, there was an added layer of guilt because I was judging myself for feeling that way. And I was telling myself that I shouldn't feel that way because I had figured this out. I had a 50-page notebook with all these notes explaining why I felt this way. And around that same time in my life, I logged on to Facebook one day and a post popped up from one of my friends back home in Canada. And it really caught my attention. And so I clicked over to her profile and I noticed that she was making all of these posts about a personal development seminar that she'd just gotten back from. And she was explaining, you know, how it changed her life. And she was outlining all of these amazing goals that she had for her personal life and for this new business that she was going to start. And I reached out to her and I asked her because I was interested in going to that personal development seminar that she went to. It was very well known. And so I reached out to her and I asked her, hey, how was it? You know, what was your experience like? And we ended up hopping on a call. And she just explained how life-changing it was, how it absolutely changed her life. And it was unbelievable. And she walked me through, you know, a lot of the stuff that they did. And she explained that, you know, they showed up to this big fancy hotel and this very well-known personal development guru, quote-unquote guru, would be up on stage and there'd be hundreds of people in the audience below. And he would be up on stage with super high energy, kind of pumping and hyping up the crowd. And she said that the place was set up kind of like a concert hall where there was a big stage and big flashing lights. And throughout the day, the music would turn on and get really loud and everyone would jump up out of their seat and be dancing and high-fiving and hugging each other. And she said it was just an incredible experience. One of her favorite things was this breathwork routine that they would do, where they would sit in their seat and the music would get really loud and the speaker would be up at the front on the stage and he'd be yelling and cheering them on and hyping them up, and they would go through this breathwork routine where essentially they would hyperventilate and get really high on oxygen. And she said people would be crying and yelling and laughing and screaming. And it was one of her favorite parts of the whole seminar. And she walked me through a bunch of the other stuff that they did, and it sounded very similar to the seminar that I went to. I ended up hanging up the phone with her, and I was really interested in the event that she went to, so I wrote it down in my journal, like, hey, look into this for maybe in the future going to this seminar. So a couple of weeks went by, and I went back onto social media and clicked on her page, and I noticed that the posts that she was making were becoming more infrequent and shorter in duration. So I reached back out to her and I said, hey, you know, how is that business going that, you know, you were starting? How are you feeling? What's going on? Update me. And we ended up hopping on a call again, and she began to explain that she was kind of having a tough time. And she felt as though she was slipping back into this old version of herself. So we talked for a while, and as I hung up the phone, I really began to think, like, what are we actually doing with this personal development thing? And I looked back at my life, and I kind of connected the dots at all of the different events and seminars and personal development and the books. Man, I read a lot of books and the self-help and this and that. And I looked at all of it, and that's when I had the realization that it was all just very temporary fixes to issues that were coming up in my life. And the understanding that I now have sitting here today, and the perspective that I have, is that personal development is the accumulation of concepts and the accumulation of information and of knowledge. And by acquiring these concepts, a lot of times it can temporarily make us feel a lot better. Usually because we take that concept and overlay it on top of whatever issue we are having in our life. And it gives us a way of understanding and kind of explaining the issue that we are having. And it reduces the confusion around that issue. And by reducing the confusion around that issue, it just kind of allows that very top of mind, very pressing issue in our life to just kind of bury itself. But almost always, you know, that issue that gets buried comes up very soon. You know, it resurfaces in some way, either the exact same way, whether it be a problem in a relationship, or in a similar way, just dressed up differently, disguising itself. It always resurfaced, no matter what book or concept or theory that I accumulated. And to me, when I began to understand that in the perspective that I now have in the teachers that I've been very fortunate to work with, who have really helped me to understand deeper layers beyond kind of this surface level band-aid on surface level issues, is the only real way to resolve the issue to get to the root of it. To get to the root of it. And to me, that is the concept of vertical growth, of going beyond the concepts, going beyond the mind, going beyond thinking about our feelings, and getting down to the root to resolve the root issue. The other day, I walked out into my backyard and I was watching the gardener. There's a landscaping company that does the lawn and the trees and the bushes, and they take care of the gardens and stuff. So I walked out into the backyard, and they had just finished mowing the yard, and one of the guys was in the garden picking the weeds from the garden. And he had this special little tool in his hand that he used to dig down deep into the dirt to get to the root of each one of these weeds. And it's so similar to the approach of personal development being horizontal growth, and, you know, true development being this vertical growth of getting to the root. You know, personal development being me going out there with a pair of scissors and cutting the weed off at the surface of the dirt. You know, it provides temporary relief in that I don't see the weed in the garden, but a week later that weed just regrows. And I can keep going out there and providing myself that temporary relief by cutting that weed off. But ultimately, the only way that is going to permanently resolve that issue is to go out there with the special tool, dig down, and get to the root of that weed. The approach of getting to the root of the issues in our life is, honestly, it's a very counterintuitive one. And it's counterintuitive because it's, you know, most people, and what I did in the past of approaching the issues in my life was to ultimately to think about them by doing something like personal development and acquiring a concept and using my mind to try and figure out what this issue was and how to get myself out of it. And the path of getting and to resolving the root issue is one of going beyond the mind, going beyond the concepts, and to ultimately stop thinking about our feelings and to get into our body to actually feel our feelings. All of the thinking, all of the concepts, reading the books, using the mind, that's essentially just a distraction, an avoidance mechanism to not feel what is there. And getting out of our mind, getting into our body and feeling what is there is the idea of releasing that emotional blockage in our body and releasing and dissolving that root issue. And honestly, it's more difficult. It's a more difficult approach, and it's not as sexy as the surface level self-help books and band-aids. And I think that's why not a lot of teachers teach it, because it's more difficult to sell. It's more difficult to market. But when you do the work of getting to the root and dissolving the root issue, it's a permanent solution to that issue. And when you begin to free up those emotional blockages, those root issues in your body, you walk out into the world a more open, more compassionate, more loving, happier, more fulfilled, more inspired, more energized person. And it's permanent. You know, you don't need to keep applying these surface level band-aids to the surface level issues, because you've dissolved the root of those issues. And I recorded a podcast a little while ago on a more in-depth explanation of how to deal with strong, uncomfortable emotions. And I would recommend going back and listening to that after this, but I'll walk through a simplified explanation of this process of getting to the root issues. And again, it's the process of getting out of our mind, of stop preventing ourselves from thinking about our feelings and getting into our body to actually feel our feelings. So let's say you're having an issue in a relationship in your life, maybe in your romantic relationship, and you're having a disagreement with your partner, and the emotion that comes up for you in that disagreement is anger. So the horizontal growth, the personal development approach to dealing with that anger and dealing with that issue in your relationship would be to order a book off of Amazon, Relationships 101, and read through and figure out and logically understand, like, aha, I figured out the issue, why we're having these arguments in the relationship. And, you know, that is that temporary band-aid on the surface level issue. Getting to the root of the issue is, instead of thinking about the anger and ordering the book, it's getting in the argument with your partner, noticing the anger come up, and finding a safe, secure, private place where you feel comfortable in your house or wherever you are, and going and using the anger as an entry point, as an access point, and following the anger out of your head and into your body and opening yourself up to fully feel what is there. Now, as you're doing this, as you're sitting down with your eyes closed and you're feeling into your body and you're feeling and opening up and opening up and opening up and allowing yourself to open, what's going to happen is your mind's defense mechanisms are going to step in and try and kick you out of there, up into your mind, to begin thinking about your anger again, or to try and distract you by thinking about what you should cook for dinner or what you got to do for work tomorrow. And every single time this happens, just realize that this is completely normal. You're not doing anything wrong. But just bring your attention back to your body to continue to open up and feel and experience what is there. And as you do this, you'll begin to dissolve that emotional blockage in your body. And you'll begin to dissolve that root issue in your body that is creating all of these surface level issues. And as you do that, again, you walk out into the world and all of these little surface level issues just kind of take care of themselves. They just kind of go away. And it's very counterintuitive and it's difficult to explain or to put into words. But once you experience it, it's difficult to unexperience it. Once you experience it, it becomes very clear just how big of an impact this can have on your life. And I know it might sound, like I'm saying that we should all just go sit on our butt and do nothing. And that's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm really saying is that we should all go sit on our butt and do the real work of feeling the emotional blockages in our body to free them up, to have permanent and lasting well-being in our life. And again, it's more difficult. It's more difficult to do this. A lot of times it can be very scary to experience that emotional blockage in our body. It can be very painful. And so the advice that I would give to anyone who's looking to take this on is to understand that, you know, you don't have to go in like you're going to war. You know, you can go in with a more strategic approach of understanding that your mindset going in and how resourced you are is something that I like to refer to is, you know, going in and feeling some of these things in our body and feeling our emotions, understanding that taking the time to do that throughout your day or whenever the experiences come up that create the emotions, taking the time to do that, but also making sure that you're taking the time to resource yourself, you know, to fill up your tank so that when you go in and feel your feelings, you can stay in there longer. And resourcing yourself, you know, this is whatever is, whatever you prefer to do that, to fill up your tank, whether it be through, you know, healthy food or getting outside, going for a walk or getting some movement, some exercise, having good conversations with friends. You know, all of these things begin to fill your tank so that you have the resources to go in and begin to sit to free up some of those emotional blockages in your body so that, again, you can create that permanent and lasting well-being in your life. And I would just ask yourself, you know, just get really honest and ask yourself with, you know, some of the books or podcasts or courses or whatever it is that you're consuming, I would just ask, is this person teaching me horizontal growth of applying surface level band-aids on surface level issues and giving me more concepts to think about my feelings? Or is this person teaching me vertical growth of how to actually feel my feelings to free up those emotional blockages? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with horizontal growth. There's absolutely nothing wrong with personal development. But I do believe that it can keep us very stuck in moving very sideways, very laterally. And the true, real process of moving vertically to resolve the root issue is one that, again, is permanent and lasting. And that's why I'm so excited to talk about this stuff, is because the vertical growth that I've experienced in my life is something that has honestly changed my life. And I'm so excited to talk about this stuff and to teach this stuff because I can see and I've experienced firsthand the impact that it has. So that's it for today. I'm feel really, really good about getting back in the squeaky office chair to record again. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this. I love you. I hope this helps you. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you next time. Bye, guys.